G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast, you and Grant for breakfast. Feels good, oh,
Triple M. Hey, did you get down to the library for SA Writers Week? They were live streaming, not only at the Mangambia Library, but also at the Millicent Library. So big shout out to both of them. We are going to talk more about what's going on at the library because there's some really cool stuff going on. And later on this morning, I'm going to catch up with Christy Leamy to talk all about it. Melinty Pantolowski is going to join me. He is the director of the Ruddock Art Gallery. And let me tell you, if you haven't checked out the exhibitions that have kicked off Season 2019, your last chance to see them is this weekend. We're going to give you all the details on that. There is a chance at $1,200 cold hard cash with Triple M's secret song and Bill Buster. Have you been following Al, the captain of the Triple M club? Well, he was back yesterday afternoon and he was giving you the chance at cold hard cash on us. These are just some of the things that I am going to tell you all about across the morning this morning. But at 6:05, it is time for our Heartstarter and a band who are going to be here in August. We're going to hear from them in just seconds. Triple M.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M,
the brand new lineup of Fleetwood Mac coming to Oz in just a couple of months' time. If you have secured tickets, it is going to be a sensational performance. Now on 963 Triple M, Wade was talking to us about local news a minute ago. Across the morning, he's going to keep us up to date. Rex Airlines is accusing the District Council of Grant CEO of being a rogue element. We'll find out more about it right the way across the morning. Going to talk to you about the Stand Like Stone Foundation and 141. They've got together to give away some money. We're going to talk about that soon. And speaking of money being given away, Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, yesterday he was giving away cold hard cash with Triple M's Bill Buster. We're going to find out how he went soon.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Bill Buster.
On 963 Triple M, Al, the captain of the Triple M Club, over the last 2 weeks, he has been using the company credit card to give away cold, hard cash. He is paying bills across the Limestone Coast and further afield. And if you would like to see if he can maybe take care of one of your bills, here is what you do. You jump online to triplem.com.au. You've got to be a Triple M Club member. And don't forget, not only if you're a club member do you get the chance to play Bill Buster, you also get a chance at the other unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime bucket list opportunities that we give you the chance to win as being part of the Triple M Club. Now, yesterday, Al, Molly caught up with Peter. Let's find out how it all went down.
G'day, it's Club Captain Al here. Company card in hand, ready to bust some bills. And Pete, it could be your bills that we're taking care of. You've got car insurance and home insurance due at the same time. So you've told us through the website, it would be great if you could bust them for us.
That'd be great.
Fingers crossed, we're about to play with the cash machine. Now, what I need you to do, Pete, is I need you to tell me to stop. If you stop in time before the card machine goes boom, you get to keep any money you've passed. We don't hear you say stop. And the card explodes, well, you're on your own. Deal?
Right, I'll give you a yell out when I want you to stop.
All right, fingers crossed, let's do it. Here we go.
Okay, ready to go.
$50. $60. $70. $80. $423. $682. $746.
Stop.
Just before the explosion, Pete. $746 bucks. Well done.
Thanks. I was panicking there. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good now. That'll handle some car insurance and house insurance. That'll be great.
It will take care of plenty of things and maybe a little bit of money left over in the kitty for a nice meal out.
Maybe. We'll keep a little bit aside. Thank you. A
couple of bills busted there. And if you'd like the chance to play Bills Busters, we're going to do it again coming up later today. So make sure you jump on the website and let us know the bills you'd like a little bit of help with.
Triplem.com.au is how you can be part of it. Al will be back this afternoon playing Bill Buster and $746 bucks going out to Peter. I'm not sure I'd be that brave. I swear, as soon as Al starts the credit card, I reckon I would be going stop as soon as possible because I'm not that sort of... I'd get apprehensive. I really would be worried that the bomb was going to go off. On 963 Triple M, I'm going to be back in a moment because Wade is going to join me. There is lots going on in local news, including a story that I talked about just a few minutes ago. Rex Airlines is accusing the District Councillor Grant CEO of being a rogue element. We're going to find out all about it in just a moment on Triple M.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Great to have your company this morning. I'd love to know what you're up to across the Limestone Coast. You can always join the conversation, 13 27 10. Now, later on this morning, $1,200 is what we're playing for with Triple M's secret song today. All thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. I'm going to check out what's making news in the pages of the papers. And right now, catching up with Wade to talk local news across the southeast.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, Rex Airlines is asking the District Council of Grant to implement disciplinary action upon their CEO. An information session's being held on Thursday next week, updating the Wattle Range community on the South End adaptation strategy. The state government's investigating whether smoke from stubble burning has an effect on wine grapes. And round six matches of the Limestone Coast Women's Football League will be played on Monday.
Now on 963 Triple M, going to be a fantastic day on Monday. Great for the footy and a great chance to go along and check it out because it is the long weekend here in South Australia.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Local news around the Limestone Coast. In the Narrecourt Herald today, there is a really cool story. The Lucendale School and the community have long been fighting for a swimming pool, and their fight has paid off because the Department of Education are apparently going to chuck in $1.2 million to fund a new pool at Lucendale Area School, and they're also offering to pay for the ongoing maintenance costs as well. It's the front page story in the paper today. When it comes to the South Eastern Times, something that's been brewing over the course of at least the last 6 months, the Millicent IGA has been given until May the 20th to reduce its floor area to 400 square metres or less, or risk a fine up to $100,000 as the state government cracks down on the existing laws. You can find out all about it. Shop trading hours are also dominating political discussions, and it's being talked about at the South Eastern Times. And in the Border Watch today, not only are they talking about global warming and the dramatic rise in extreme heat days for the Limestone Coast and probably for the state of Victoria, of South Australia as well. There's a new prison program for the staff of the Mount Gambier Prison. What they're doing is the staff are donating work boots that they no longer need to welfare agencies to distribute to disadvantaged people, which is pretty cool. You can find out all about it today.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M in the next half hour, talking exhibitions and art with the director of the Riddoch Art Gallery, going to give you the chance to play for $1,200 cold hard cash with Triple M's secret song. And when it comes to news, Hannah Rose Hamer is also talking about climate change this morning, and it's not great news. It's been dubbed the angriest summer on record here in Australia, and the possibility is that it's going to be the new normal for summer weather conditions across the country. We're going to find out more soon. Wade's going to join me. Triple M.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, Triple M.
Hey, just talking events for the long weekend. If you know of something that's taking place across the Limestone Coast, you guys, Limestone Coasters, are my eyes and ears across the region, and I love to hear from you about what is taking place. If you would like an event to get a free plug on the radio, what you need to do is reach out to me. And the easiest ways to do that are to jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page, to email me at 963@triplem.com.au, or to just drop a notice in. Corner of Grey and Commercial Streets is where you find us.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
Good morning, it's Triple M. One of the things that's happening right now, there is a summer grants round open with the Stand Like Stone Foundation. I put the details up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Grants between $5,000 and $20,000 for projects which build capacity and sustainability in the Limestone Coast region are being offered. If you would like to know more, what you can do is jump online to our Facebook page because all the details are there. But I will tell you that applications close 5 p.m. at the end of the month on the 31st of the 3rd, 2019. So you've got a little bit of time to put an application in if you reckon it's something that would be worthwhile. Back in a moment because Peter's going to join me talking cattle reports across the Limestone Coast. I've got classics from the animals and blue suede on the way. And we're going to talk exhibitions. Action soon with Malenti Pantalovsky.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Classic Animals for you this morning, 963 Triple M. If you would like something to do this weekend, one of the great things to get up to would be to head along to the Riddoch Art Gallery. There has been a couple of exhibitions that started 2019 and they end this weekend. I was lucky enough to catch up with Malenti Pantalovsky recently to talk about those exhibitions. Here is just some of what he had to say.
We have two exhibitions. One of them is Shorelines by various artists presented by Thumbprint. They will be presented at the Kathleen Atkins Gallery, so basically a group show of artworks by our own Limestone Coast and as well as interstate artists. And the intent is to promote the importance of shoreline ecosystems and interlocking habitat for the survival of endangered species. The works will be exhibited in various media, such as prints, mixed media works on paper, and installations.
Malenti, how did the idea of the Thumbprints exhibition come about?
Well, the Thumbprints actually were using the studio at the Riddoch Gallery for a long period of time. Now they have their own studio. So we have been in a very, I would say, close relationship with them. And we followed the work of what they're doing. So then when they expressed the wish to exhibit their more current works, we opened the doors. We said, yes, we would love you to do that. So especially as the exhibition will be paired with one of South Australia's biggest artists, Aldo Iacobelli, for his exhibition called Return. And we thought this was a very good match for the two.
Now on 963 Triple M, if you'd like to check out these exhibitions, last chance to do so is this weekend, so why not pop along to the gallery? I'm giving you the chance at $1,200 cold hard cash. In just minutes, we play Triple M's secret song. If you would like to be part of it, 13 27 10 is the number to call.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, playing the game. $1,200 is what we're up to today. That is a chunk of change, isn't it? $1,200. All thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. And our clue for the secret song is this. That is our clue. I'm going to the phones. Tammy, good morning. Tammy has gone on me. Tammy, what went wrong? I've got no idea what's going on. If I'm lucky, I've got Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, mate.
Jimmy, what do you reckon Triple M's secret song could be?
I reckon it's Bad Fingers, No Matter What.
Hey, Jimmy, have you jumped online to triplem.com.au to check out the incorrect guesses?
No, I haven't.
Jimmy, it's a song that's been guessed before, my friend. I'm really sorry. You have a good day, all right?
Thanks, mate.
See ya on 963 Triple M. I don't know what is happening with Tammy and I. I lost her phone call twice. We're going to see if I can play the game with her later on this morning after 8. $1,200 could be yours. And don't forget, head online to triplem.com.au. Incorrect guesses, all of them are there. So if you reckon you know what the song is, and if someone's already guessed it, you've got to have a bit more of a think to see if you can score cold hard cash on us here at Triple M.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Oh, Triple M.
It is International Women's Day tomorrow, and International Women's Day 2019. The theme for the campaign is Balance for Better. What I did yesterday was caught up with the chairman of Women in Business and Regional Development in the Limestone Coast. Kathy joined me for a chat and we talked about some of the inspirational women and some of the great things that women in business in the Limestone Coast do. Today, after having a chat with a couple of people around the Limestone Coast, I have lined up a chat with a very inspirational lady, runs a business here in the Limestone Coast. We are going to talk to her in just a minute. Now on 963 Triple M, later on this morning, Craig Phelps is going to join me from Spot On Fishing. We're going to talk about where to drop in a line this weekend. And if I'm really lucky, Tally Teak from the Main Corner is going to join me as well. She has got some great news and we will find out all about it in the next hour.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Lime Stone Coast 963 Triple M. I talked about the fact that yesterday I got to catch up with the team from Women in Business and Regional Development here in the Limestone Coast. Yesterday we talked about the scholarships that they hand out. And one of the scholarship winners joins me on the line this morning, Kelsey from the Apple Farm. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Kelsey, first things first, tell me about you and tell me about the Apple Farm.
Well, the Apple Farm is a family-run business. My husband and I run it, and we do a lot of functions and events, lots of weddings, engagement parties, that kind of thing.
Kelsey, I've been talking to a number of people in the Limestone Coast over the last couple of days to try and find inspirational women to have a chat to. Now, there are a number of incredibly inspirational women, but you are named in the top 10 of the people that I have talked about.
Get out.
You are obviously doing great things with the Apple Farm. You are obviously doing great things by being one of the scholarship winners. What was that like?
It was pretty incredible, really. I'm not from Mount Gambier. I grew up in Queensland. And I was really humbled, actually, when I got the scholarship. I actually, not to blow my own horn here, Ewan, but I actually won two awards in 2017. I applied for the Entrepreneurial Scholarship, which I won, and then later on I won the Entrepreneur of the Year. So it was a really big year for me, and it gave me a huge boost to see that I was on the right path of life.
Kelsey, you are obviously a lady who helps out in the community as well, and you have taken on a role of, from what I understand, mentoring a lot of women in the Limestone Coast as well.
I would hardly say that I've had the opportunity to mentor any women in our community, but I certainly do hope that I am inspiring young women to take risks and to follow their dreams. The business world is a big, scary world out there, but there are a lot of amazingly successful women within our community, and they're willing to hold you up and to help you and to guide you. And I do hope that one day I can share my life experiences with other people.
And Kelsey, International Women's Day is taking place tomorrow.
It is.
I find it unfortunate that we have to have an International Women's Day, because we should be celebrating achievements of women in our communities each and every day of the year. But what are your thoughts on International Women's Day?
I do agree with you wholeheartedly, Ewan. This year their motto is Better for Balance, Better the World. And I really do love this. Women have been striving for gender equality for years, and it's an issue I think that's now recognised and accepted. You know, there's the world is more accepting of the change, and we're ready for the change. Look, I dream of a world where we have equal male and female politicians leading our countries. Actually, I read last night that Berlin is the first German state. Well, it's the first place in the world to actually recognise the 8th of March as a public holiday for International Women's Day.
See, that's sensational, isn't it?
Yeah, I was well impressed.
Now, Kelsey, I've got to ask, for anybody in the Limestone Coast, for any girl or woman who has a dream, what would you say to them?
For dreaming? Well, keep dreaming and dream big. I'd also say to reach out and ask for help. There's so many people that'll try and tear you down, but there's so many more women out there that will lift you up, and you'll learn from your mistakes, and you need to surround yourself with positive people and don't give up. Women are strong. We've got this.
Kelsey, you are doing amazing things at the Apple Farm at the moment. A huge congratulations from me and the team at Triple M. Have a fantastic International Women's Day tomorrow, and thank you very much for letting us share some of your story this morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good.
Ewan Grant for breakfast. Oh, Triple M.
Later on today, Tally Teekle from the main quarter. She's going to join me with a really cool announcement. I am so very excited. I cannot wait. We're going to catch up with Craig Felt from Spot On Fishing as well. Talk a little bit about where you can put a line in this weekend. There is other stuff going on, including catching up with Wade to find out what's making local news.
Hey, Ewan in the local news today. The verbal warfare between Rex Airlines and the District Council of Grants continuing. The airline now calling for the CEO of council to undergo disciplinary action. Wattle Range Council wants to update the community on the South End Adaptation Strategy, holding an information session on Thursday next week. The state government's investing $60,000 to research whether smoke from stubble burning has an effect on wine grapes. And round 6 of the Limestone Coast Women's Football League will take place on Monday. You and Grant for
breakfast. Hey, just looking through the pages of the Border Watch today, one of the interesting stories is all about the chief executive of 141, Linda Sewell. She's headlining a forestry industry gathering in Canberra today, which is going to highlight the contributions of women in the sector, which is absolutely sensational. And great to think that somebody from down this way is up in Canberra doing that.
You and Grant.
Triple M. The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M talking fishing this morning. Craig joins me on the line. Spot On Fishing is where you can find him. G'day, mate.
How are you? The weather looks a little bit dodgy for Sunday, Monday, doesn't it, this weekend?
But... Well, it's not looking fantastic, but there's still plenty of, I suppose, fantastic opportunities to drop a line in.
Oh, absolutely. And Saturday at the moment looks reasonable, so you'll have the best of everything this week, this long weekend, I think. The fishing has been great. Last weekend was just a pearler. Flat seas, northerlies, hot. It was just magnificent down on the coast, and fishing reports were coming through thick and fast. Snapper probably a little bit harder than what they have been, but we've had quite clear water and calm seas, so the better spots have been around the kelp beds down Danger Point, Green Point, where the water's a little bit dirtier. Some nice fish down that way. Some reasonable whiting catches over the last week. Excuse me. I would say inside the breakwater's been as probably consistent as any spot. Out of Hammond's Drain, between Hammond's Drain and the end of the breakwater's been quite good. And heard of some really good fish, Pelican Point, either side, Bungalow Bay and Livingston's. Some lovely fish through there, both for the boaties and for the waders. Mm. With the flat seas also, plenty of sweep. A lot of these inshore reef systems, you can only get there when the weather's been flat for a little while. So, and sweep hug these turbulent sort of reefy areas. So last weekend, just perfect conditions for them. And I saw some little videos on guys' phones of sweep up to a bit over a kilo, just real good samples. Offshore, Harpooker and blue eye out on the deeper grounds, not as many as we'd like, but a lot of gem fish, so a bit more variety out there at the moment. No tuna reports off Port Mac at the moment, but apparently the tuna professional fishers from Port Lincoln are hanging out off Robe at the moment, so there's quite a few big boats and nets out there, so I'm assuming that the tuna are very close to that area, Beachport Robe. So anyone after a tuna, get ready for them, because these big boats are not there for no reason. They've obviously spotted the fish down this area, or they're due very, very shortly. So definitely get the tuna gear out, because, as I said, the big guys aren't going to be sitting off Beachport for no reason there. The fish are already there, so hopefully we'll get a good season. The surf fishing's been good. Seeing some big salmon through Canunda, fish up to 3 kilo, which is probably a little bit early, but very welcome. Mixed in with the salmon, quite a few bronze whaler sharks and gummies and school sharks, sort of real variety down there. Browns through to the mouth of the river's been fishing well also. Quite a few mulloway, but not big fish, from undersize up to mid-90s. So some nice fish if you're prepared to put the time in. Quite a few elephant fish and gummies through that area as well. Garfish, as usual, been a great week on the gar. I'd say Port Mac all the way through to Livingston's. The waders have been doing well, and the boaties. Just a little bit of burley, you'll get a feed of gar. And mixed in with them, some nice big tommies and mullet as well. Saw a lovely catch of big mullet and tommies from the eastern corner of Red Rock. A young fella in his kayak fishing only about 4 or 5 feet of water. Had a field day a couple of days ago down that way. And the Glenelg River, still blocked. A lot of the landings are underwater at the moment, so if you're going to fish the landings, wear rubber boots and be very careful because they'll be quite slippery. But
absolutely.
Gee, fishing down there has been great. Seen a lot of mulloway this week down in the estuary, a lot of fish around that 90-odd centimetre mark, saw one almost pushing a metre, so they're up around the 8, 9, 10 kilo mark, so real good sample of mulloway down there at the moment. Broom catches all the way through, but right down low in the estuary, probably the hot spot at the moment. And for those chasing estuary perch, I've seen some good catches up around Dry Creek, reed bed area, and then right up in the sticks, up around Pritchards, Pines, Saunders, those areas right up high. So if the weather does get a little bit nasty, the river is a very, very good option this weekend because the quality of fishing down there at the moment, it's as good as it gets. So definitely don't put the gear away if it gets a bit breezy because, as I said, the river's fishing really well.
Craig, always great to catch up. We're going to talk some more fishing next week. Hopefully get the chance to drop a line in for the long weekend, though.
Good stuff, Ewan. Thank you, mate.
Now, on 963 Triple M, remember, if you are dropping a line in this weekend, it is a long weekend. Go down, talk to the team, Spot On Fishing Tackle, just down the road from Triple M, and make sure you talk to the boys about gift vouchers because they are available right now.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
The Livestock Coast 963 Triple M. As you know, I do an awful lot of stuff online these days. Social media is absolutely everywhere. And one of the really cool things that I found out about yesterday was all about the Fringe Festival. And I shared an awesome photo and some really cool information about what is coming up for Fringe. To talk a little bit about that, I have Tally Teakle on the line. Tally, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Tally, we have got a 24-page program. It's just been released. It's sensational.
I know.
News.
It's been consuming my life for the last couple of weeks, but it's finally out, so we're very proud of it. It's such a bumper program.
Now, 24 pages must mean there is something for everybody for Fringe this year.
Absolutely. And look, in the program, we start off by focusing on the curated stuff that we're offering for free at the start of the festival.
Yeah.
And then there's an A to Z guide of all the different acts and artists that are occurring around the city. So there's 9 days worth of events, but there's like 40 plus acts on. So there is something for everyone. There is stuff for young kids, and there's also stuff to the adult end, which is quite exciting as well.
Now, Tally, I know it's going to be tough, but do you have faves in the 24-page program?
I have a few, but one that I'm really excited about is Yummy Deluxe. So Yummy have been winning awards throughout Perth and Adelaide Fringe. They're a drag queen group, so male and female drag queens, and they are fabulous. They have the full big coloured hair and the long eyelashes and the glittery clothes, and they're just going to be sensational. So they're here, they're our headline act and in the Fringe Showcase, which is the Saturday in the Cave Garden.
Yeah.
So you'll get a chance to see a glimpse of them for free on the Saturday night. They'll be the last act that's on stage in the Cave Garden. But the night before that is their full ticketed show. The Limestone Coast Pantry are putting that on.
Big and shout that out will to be the pantry.
Sorry, big show. Yeah, they are wonderful, and they're doing a few shows for the Fringe. But that'll be their full adult-only cabaret-style show. So that's definitely something that's a highlight on the calendar.
Now, tell me all about what's going on in the Cave Gardens for Fringe.
Well, how long do we have? Because on the Saturday, it kicks off at about 11 a.m. and goes right through until 10 p.m.
Yep.
So that's 11 hours worth of different interactive activities that people can come down for. The main stage will be operating as well. So there's three experience Fringe experiences, I guess you call them, visual arts, which will have Mel Tricotti will have massive big wooden letters cut out that people can come along and paint. So that's very interactive. Wear clothes that you can paint in if you want to take part in that. There's also Lewis Major has dance performances happening. So he brought us trolleys last year, which was sensational. And then Louise Adams has curated the main stage with a whole range of different performances, including live music and some local acts in that as well.
Now, Tally, one of the things that was hugely popular last year was the street party. Is that happening again this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what launches Fringe this year. So that's Friday the 22nd of March from 4 p.m. The Welcome to Country will occur at 5:30 p.m. followed by the Pied Piper Parade. So we're encouraging people to get dressed up, wear your wackiest outfits, the blue if you can, and we'll have our dress-up box there, so there'll be costumes that people can come up and grab. And is going to be led again by Gavin Clark, who's our Pied Piper, and he's also put together a people's choir called Last. So that choir will perform throughout the Pied Piper Parade, and there'll be some guest appearances by different groups along the way. So that's going to be bigger than ever.
Cannot wait for it. Now, I've got to ask, how do we get the program?
Well, definitely at the main corner at the moment, the main corner in Riddoch Art Gallery, and we have volunteers out hitting the streets today, so they'll be available in places like, you know, Metro and the Optus store down at Central and throughout all kinds of cafes. However, we also created a handy little flip book for people online. So if you go to fringegrantgambia.com.au, there is a little flip book right on the homepage there that you can scroll through, download yourself if you want to. But I would suggest also grabbing a hard copy because, you know, if I don't say so myself, they look pretty good.
Tally, it's going to be a sensational 9 days for Fringe. I cannot wait for it. You guys have put in so much work behind the scenes to make it happen. Big congratulations to you. And we will talk in the lead up to the 22nd.
And I'll see you there.
Absolutely. You and Grant. For breakfast. Classic Four Tops for you this morning. 963 Triple M. News is on the way. One of the big things that's making news today, the size of former ABC boss Michelle Guthrie's settlement has been revealed. She took home $730,000 in a settlement on top of the $912,000 payment that Miss Guthrie received as she left the ABC, which means she got a total compensation of a whopping $1.64 million. That is a huge chunk of change. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us to talk news around Australia, flu season. There's talk about that already. We're going to find out more in a moment. Going to find out about the fallout, about the summit between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump as well. There's all sorts of other stuff that's going on in the national news locally as well. Wade will join us soon to give us all the details that you need to know this morning.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast. Feels good.
If you caught the show earlier this week, you would have known that Peter Malinauskas, the leader of the opposition here in South Australia, he has been in the Limestone Coast. He's been doing his Labor listening events here in the region. And I'm going to catch up with Claire Scriven, who is, well, our local representative here in the Limestone Coast. She's the deputy leader of the opposition. And we're going to talk about how the events went across the southeast. It's coming up for you soon. Bill Buster's going to recap what happened yesterday with Al, the captain of the club, as he gave you the chance to win cold, hard cash. And well, speaking of cold, hard cash, I've got some on the line today. $1,200. With Triple M's Secret Song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. You and Grant for breakfast. 963 Triple M, one of my all-time favourite songs. Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. Just makes me want to smile and sing and dance around the studio. During the course of the week, I caught up with Claire Scriven. Now, Claire is not only part of the Legislative Council. She's the Deputy Leader of the Opposition. She is the Shadow Minister for Industry and Skills and the Shadow Minister for Forestry. What we were talking about is the fact that the Labor listening event was taking place across the Limestone Coast. Peter Malinauskas, the head of the Labor Party here in South Australia, was in town for a chat. I have got Claire back on the line. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Claire, how did the visit with Peter Malinauskas go?
Look, I think it went really well. We were out and about in a lot of different places. So we were at Max Hotel and in the Central Shopping Centre. We went out to some of the regional areas like Kalangadoo and Nangwari. We were at Millerton and Tarpena as well. And so I think it just gave people a bit of an opportunity to come and just have a chat if they wanted. If either wanted to just talk with Peter and introduce themselves or raise particular issues. So I think it went fairly well across the whole area.
I got to ask, what are some of the issues that that Limestone Coast locals are worried about and want to bring up with Peter Malinauskas?
Yeah, look, there was a fair variety. Jobs, of course, was a top priority, and that's totally understandable. Even though we're told we've got fairly low unemployment here at the moment, there's obviously, you know, some people who are still missing out, and they need that work. Mm. And related to that, I guess in a way, a few people raised the fact that they'd like to see more university courses at UniSA here, so the kids don't need to go, you know, off to Melbourne or Adelaide or Wollongong or, you know, whatever it might be for other study opportunities. So that was one thing. Substance abuse was another one, and Peter was he's, you know, very interested in that. He was involved in the ICE task force when he was part of the previous Labor state government, so I was able to talk about some of the work that the previous Labor government did on that, but obviously there's still a lot more to go on that. Health issues, of course, always come up, and we had one person talking to us about the positive difference that it had made having the increased chemo facilities at Mount Gambier Hospital, mm. but then other people, of course, talking about, you know, difficulties in accessing specialists and other things like that. Forestry came up as well, and of course I'm Shadow Minister for Forestry, as you mentioned, so that wasn't surprising. But again, a good opportunity to hear a bit more about how people are feeling about all those different issues.
And Claire, is there a difference in concerns, I suppose, between the Blue Lake City and the regional areas of the Limestone Coast?
Yes and no. I think in general, people want the same things. We all want, you know, jobs, whether it's for ourselves or for our kids. Health is always an issue. So although there are, you know, specific smaller things, I guess, in relation to individual communities, I think the general things that people care about, you know, are pretty similar. I mean, for example, we were at Nangwari and, you know, where the football club was you know, tragically burnt down back in January. And so that's obviously, a real concern for that community and the whole issues around fires there. But of course, sports in general is, you know, really important to all of us in this community. So, you know, whether it's smaller communities or whether it's the Blue Lake City, that's always of importance, and people are, you know, keen to make sure that their sports facilities are supported and, you know, funding's not cut and that kind of thing. So in that sense, I guess fairly similar.
Claire, I don't necessarily agree with some of the policies of Labor, but I do think it's been fantastic to have Peter Malinowski stand in the Limestone Coast, and I am sure that you are an instrumental part in making that happen. And it's fantastic to see that that the Leader of the Opposition is taking an interest in regional areas. I think that can only be a good thing for any politician.
Yeah, look, I think so too, and that's something that I've been really keen to make sure that Peter is aware of how different policies might be impacting us. And he said as well, very publicly, he said, look, you know, as a government, Labor got some things wrong when they were in government, and we need to accept that before we can move on. Mm. And I think that's part of what this was about as well. And then looking at, okay, what have we learnt from all the Labor listeners events throughout not only the Limestone Coast but elsewhere in South Australia? There's still some more to go. And then sitting down and saying, okay, what can we draw from this so that we can, you know, do better for people going forward and make sure that our policies are more in line with what people are looking for.
Claire, I've got to say thank you very much for allowing us to chat to you over the course of the last couple of days. It's been really awesome to have you on to talk about the Labor listening events. Thanks for taking the time to chat.
It's been fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity.
Let's turn the feel-good back on.
Feels good. You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. In the national news, Hannah Rose Hamer is going to tell us all about reports that North Korea have been rebuilding a long-range rocket site. We'll find out more very, very soon. When it comes to local news, Wade is following a whole heap of stories this morning that you need to know about, and it's time to catch up with him to find out what they are.
Thanks, Ewan. In the local news today, Rex Airlines is calling for the District Council of Grant to discipline CEO David Singe. An information session's being held on Thursday next week about the award-winning South End adaptation strategy. The state government's supporting research that'll determine whether smoke from stubble burning affects wine grapes. And three of the five matches in the upcoming round of the Limestone Coast Women's Football League will be taking place in Millicent on Monday. More details on the half hour.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
Filibuster.
Now, for all the things that you don't need to know, boys and girls across the Limestone Coast, when it comes to bills, at the moment, we're giving you the chance to have yours paid for here at Triple M. I paid out an awful lot of money yesterday, about $1,500. Big shout out to my electrician. Big shout out to my plumber who have been doing some work on my house. It was sensational, the work they did, by the way. I'm not going to tell you who they are, though. Now, on 963 Triple M, we are talking bills. We are talking how you can get them paid by the team here at Triple M. And yesterday, Al, the captain of the club, he was talking to Sue.
G'day, it's Club Captain Al. Time to bust some bills once again. And Club Member Sue, it's your bills that we're focusing on this time around. You've told us via the website, your car insurance and your vet bill would love some attention. Love my car, love my dogs, and this means you'll ensure that they're looked after before anything else.
Most certainly. My dogs come before my car, actually.
Oh, that is awesome. Love dogs. Big fan. All right, we're about to get things underway. Do you know how our Bill Busters competition works, Sue?
Yes, you start it and I tell you when to stop, and if I wait too long, it blows.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want that to happen, Sue, do you?
Oh, well, I've kind of like got a number in my head, so if it works, if it doesn't, well, then it was just good fun anyway.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can hit, possibly smash, or even come close to that number. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go.
$50. $433. $746.
Was that anywhere near your number, Sue? $746?
No, that was double what I wanted, and I'm so happy.
Well, the dogs are going to have the best feed ever. You've got $746. There's a whole heap of bills taken care of. How are you feeling?
Oh, that's just made my day. Absolutely made my day. Thank you so much.
Hey, our absolute pleasure. And you know what comes next, don't you?
No.
How much was left on the card? Do you want to have a listen?
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
How close?
$999.
A little bit more.
$1,048.
So $746 is coming your way. Congratulations.
You know what? Anything is helpful. I'm very grateful for that. And thanks to everyone there for actually doing it.
An absolute pleasure. Hey, don't forget, we do it all again tomorrow. A couple more chances coming up to bust your bills. If you've got bills, and we all do, tell us all about them. Join the club today, and we could be calling you next.
You have got today and tomorrow to enter the draw, to be part of it. Become a Triple M Club member. It is now very important that you do so if you would like us to try and pay the bills that are a little bit insurmountable for you. Jump online, triplem.com.au. All the details are online on how you can join the club. Tell us the bill that you'd like us to pay. You never know. Al, he is back this afternoon, catching up with Guy. They are going to give you the chance to win cold hard cash on us.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Now, Wade was talking about footy on the weekend, or taking place on Monday. If you missed Wade's news, not only is he back after 12 this afternoon, but you can always catch up online as well at triplem.com.au. There's a whole host of other really cool events that are taking place over the weekend as well. Glenelg Vintage Machinery and Restorers Club Rally is on this weekend. It's taking place at Haywards Recreation Reserve. The Dahlia Festival's on over the border. It's the 50th anniversary of the show, taking place at Portland Civic Hall. Closer to home, we've got the Country Comedy Cabaret, which is taking place this weekend. It is going to be absolutely sensational. The Piston Broke Historic Vehicle Club are having a fantastic weekend. Stationary engines, tractors, cars, motorbikes, trucks, and a whole lot more. Also, the Blades of Glencoe Shearathon for 2019 is on this weekend. It's going to be absolutely sensational out at the Glencoe Woolshed. There's a motor car event that's taking place at the Glen Burnie Sale Yards this weekend. Tomorrow I'm going to give you more details. Big shout out for Tammy for letting me know that it was on, and we'll talk more about sport that's going on across the region tomorrow when I catch up with Milo for a chat. Today we've still got classics galore for you. Getting close to nine though, which means I haven't played the game, Triple M's Secret Song, for our second time this morning. So we're going to give it a go. There's $1,200 on the line right now if you reckon you know what song we are talking about with Triple M's Secret Song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M Secret Song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, do you ever have days where you blink and half your day is over? It just seemed like a moment ago that it was 4:30 and I was walking into the studios. Now on 963 Triple M, playing Triple M's Secret Song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. And the little clue that gets us to the little song that we are talking about is this. That is our clue for the secret song. Everybody is talking about it at the moment, and there is a very good reason for that. Right now, on the line, $1,200 if you reckon you know what the Triple M secret song might be. Now, I have developed a little bit of a complex because so far all I've said is no to everybody who's had a guess. But let's see if I can change that. Sue is on the line. Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Sue, what is on for your day today?
It's my day off today.
Sensational. What are you going to do with a day off, Sue?
I'm just going to go with whatever happens.
Oh, sounds lovely. Now, Sue, we've got some hardcore questions to ask today because we've got $1,200 on the line.
I know.
Have you been listening to our clue?
Constantly.
How many times have you thought, I reckon I know what that might be?
Oh, I've got a big list.
Love it. Now, Sue, do you reckon that you have jagged it today?
I can only hope.
Alrighty. If you won $1,200, what would you do with it?
Well, I've got to take my grandson to Tasmania at Easter time, so that would come in handy.
Oh, where are you going in Tassie?
He's going over to visit his sisters.
Nice.
Yes. Should be fantastic.
Sue, let's play the game. What song do you reckon the Triple M secret song is?
Joy to the World, Three Dog Night.
Sue, you sounded very confident with that. Yeah. Are you?
I'm hoping so.
So.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. One day, though, I am going to hit the correct button and people are going to go wild.
Well, we'll just all be happy to know what the song is.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Sue, thank you very much for playing. Thanks for chatting.
All right, have a good day.
You too. See ya. You and Grant. Triple M. The Worcester Coast 963 Triple M. If you jump online this morning to our Facebook page, you will see a beautiful photo that Ockett LaRue took of the rail lands, I am presuming this morning as the sun was coming up. It is just sensational and well worth checking out and sharing with friends. Now, I talked really early this morning about the Mount Gambier Library. The Mount Gambier Library do some incredible things, and all the libraries across the Limestone Coast actually do amazing things. But I'm always blown away when I find out that the library does something else that I didn't necessarily know about, because there are times I'm not the brightest spark. Mount Gambier Library has a language collection, and they have information and books and publications on a number of languages from right the way across the globe. We have shared some of them on our Facebook page today, if you'd like to check it out. Now, on 963 Triple M, back in a moment, because there's still more to do. You and Grant. For breakfast. 963 Triple M. Racy, there's a way to get the morning started. It is almost nine. Ray Hadley's coming in. Don't forget, Al and Guy are going to be back this afternoon playing Bill Buster. And if you've got a bill that you want paid, remember you can jump online, triplem.com.au, become a club member. You never know. Al could be calling you this afternoon. Have a great day. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. We're leading into a long weekend. It's going to be a massive show.